96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. Again, it's Tuesday, the 6th of May, and this is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. Aaron Green will be sitting in for him today. I want to continue sort of the theme of the earlier show. I got more Bahamian musicians. Some you may know, some you may not know. I wanted to play some music about fire, but I also want to read, I guess put into the record, the stories in today's papers about the fires. Again, Nassau Guardian, brush fire threatens homes off West Bay Street. Abaco fire 80% contained, fire chief says. We want to rebuild. Hope endures days after blaze. There are, in yesterday's paper, we had statements by, or in the media yesterday, statements by Leader of the Opposition, Michael Pintar, response to the fires and policy initiatives they would undertake if they became the next governing administration. Oh, there's lots in the paper to talk about. I think we need to focus on it. I don't think we understand how important this discussion is in today's Nassau Tribune. Abaco fire crews fight to tackle hotspots, and then firemen subdue bush blaze. Producer, but before I play another song, the show this morning on my hour was, well, I was excited when Tunisia reached out to me about this musical project, because later in the month, I'm going to introduce, I'm going to start a conversation with Krista Walks Francis, who authored a 3-volume collection called The Musical Archipelago. The first volume is The International Appeal and Influence of the Bahamas on Global Music. The second volume is Music in the Bahamas, Artists, Genres. And the third volume, Bahamian Gospel Music Legends and Evolving Church Music Traditions in the Bahamas. So later in the month, in fact, the confirmed date is July 22nd. May 22nd. I will begin this series of conversations with Ms. Krista Walks Francis on the book, what's in it, and what it took to create it. I'll just read briefly. Over 400 Bahamian musicians are featured in the anthology. It covers over 140 years of Bahamian music history from 1880 to the present. It was published in England, and it has been requested and received by the British Library, the National Library of Scotland, the National Library of Wales, the University of Oxford Library, and Cambridge University Library. Cambridge University Library. And so I am excited. I'm looking forward to beginning this conversation with Ms. Walks Francis. Again, we got a problem. We got fire everywhere. And while I was doing my research last night, I realized that we don't have, well, first of all, I realize every time I'm doing music research that it's difficult to find themed songs because singular category, like a collection, catalog of Bahamian music that has been categorized, right? So I was looking for stories about fires and then music. Music that tells the story of a fire or that talks about fire or our culture with fire. We have fear of fire. Very, very sort of little on it. So today I have a collection of music I found about fire. And I'll be playing that today. I would like to invite the audience to call in. If you know a song about fire that references a fire incident, like what I think is producer Les prepped the phone line, the 1978 downtown fire that the Elizabeth Hotel was destroyed in. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Madam Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, sir. How are you?
This is Grammy Boy, GNN.
Yes, sir.
You remember the first song about fire? Somebody said no. You might have been late to almost 80 minutes, right? Way, I sorry for you. Yeah, 80 minutes.
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember what what the name of the song is so I could tell the producer to pull it up.
The boy who burned that, the house on fire.
That ain't Naughty Johnny, eh?
Naughty Johnny.
Yeah, there you go. So, okay, Naughty Johnny, you're right, Naughty Johnny.
Naughty Johnny, and then there's one, oh Lord, the market on fire. I got to try to find out what it is.
Okay, but I can write that down. The market on fire.
Yes, I can try to find out the actual order of the song. I'll call you back.
All right, thank you.
Right.
Like the downtown fire, the infamous downtown fire. See, we all know it as the Darryl Miller fire, right? Because he reported about the fire, but I don't want to call it that because that ain't what it was, right? But I'm sure there was at least one song created about the fire. Good morning. Let's go to the phone line, producer. Good morning, caller.
Hold on. Phil Stubbs?
Okay.
It's good to call him. Age Got Me.
Age Got Me. Talk about fire and that.
Yeah, and the pilot said, he don't even know. He left me all his keys. They said, left me all his granddaughter. He didn't know. I don't know his keys. I feel stuff. Age Got Me.
All right, he said the house is on fire, and he leave the house keys inside the house?
Yes, an individual saw him on Bay Street, and they said, hey, your house burned down. He said, I can't be my house because I have my house keys.
That's a Bahamian. That's why I tell these young people they got to take a comedian with them when they go mad. Thank you so much, eh?
You're welcome.
All right, Phil Stubbs, Age Got Me. All right, so of course I got a text right here. Producer, let's play that song by Ancient Man. I think this is the one that we all know because it's contemporary. So when I say we all, like there's a broad cross-section of Bahamians who know this one. Call the fire engine. We come in right now.
Call the fire and run, tell them come quick. I can feel my temperature rising. Never could we can creep like this. Lord, all over my body, from my head straight down to my feet. I should meet this pint on the good drum and the soul, Lord, they make those beat. Oh, I went to Cat Island to the musical festival. I was always into reggae and rap, never checked for the Reagan creep. Lord, I stay with my family up the road there in Atlas Town. And everywhere I went, all the people were talking. Go to the battle of the band. Oh, call the fire engine. Run, tell them, come quick.
All right, producer. You ever heard a song called Fire Burning in Andres? Now, last night I found, I searched Exuma Man Fire. Those are three words I put in the search engine, Exuma Man Fire on YouTube. And it pulled up a video called Fire. And it turns out the video is actually a live performance of Andres Is Atlantis Rising. Right, and there's reference to fire and Atlantis burning down in the song, right? That live video is like a gem, right? It's I don't know if it's an impromptu concert or if it's a concert in the park, you know, like concert outside, but it is a piece of joy to find. So, sir, are you talking about Andrus is Atlantis? No, it's a different song, producer? Producer says it's a different song. Okay, I like it, I like it. Fire Burning in Andrus is a song. And then, of course, the classic gospel track, Fire Burning in My Soul. Okay, my producer says he played. It is a religious song, but it's also become a political party theme song, Texas. So we can't play, we can't advertise no political parties at this time. Fire Burning in My Soul, Fire Burning in Andrus, and Andrus is Atlantis Rising. Okay, I want to start with these Abaco stories because all of our thoughts and our prayers should be, when I say all, right? Prayers are like pennies. If you hold them tight, you won't have any, but you lend them and spend them, you'll have so many, right? So our prayers need to be also focused on Abaco. This is a crisis in Abaco, and I'm going to read the headline, Abaco Fire. There we go. Andrus on fire. Oh. Fire Burning in Andrus is the name of the song.
Fire burning in Andrus. All the crowd them calling. Boom coming is here now. All the people jumping. See the Melbourne moving. Body sleeping. The people them jumping. They're shaking their booty. They're shaking it so high. They're rocking the Melbourne. They're burning on fire. They're getting on so bad. The island is hopping. All the guys them look good.
All right, so that was Fire Burning in Andrus by the late Jason Burroughs and the Cool Survivors Band. Hey, look here, I'm so glad I did this. I'm so glad I did this. Okay, somebody said, huh, I love that song. Yeah, it is a religious song, but it's also been co-opted, right? Like, and adopted by a political party. Good morning, Lady Green. There are so many Bahamian original songs about Bahamian lifestyle and events. What amazing talents in the Bahamas. This is what the tourists love. Also locals from the mayor of Grand Bahama. Yeah, see, the tourists want to hear what we want to hear. And let me tell you how I know. Because when I'm doing my research, I'm on YouTube, I use the comments to help me as well. Sometimes you find the original artist is not attached to it. So I read the comments. Producer, let's prep the phone line. And in the comments, you hear foreigners who used to be here, who grew up here, talking about songs and the role that they played, their experience with that song. My mother played the song all the time. I love it. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Song suggestion, an old Calypso favorite of mine, Fire, Fire by the Merry Men. Thank you.
All right. Fire, Fire by the Merry Men. Okay, caller. Producer, if you find that, we can play that. By the Merry Men. I want to get into this article, and then we can play some more music. The producer will play it when he's found it. Abaco Fire, 80% contained, Fire Chief says, due to the hard work of hardworking Bahamians. Central Abaco residents were able to breathe a sigh of relief yesterday as exhausted firefighters, primarily volunteers, managed to contain a fire that had been threatening homes and businesses for days. Producer, let's prep that caller. I see you, caller. We're coming in a second. Danny Sawyer, the area's fire chief, said that the fire had been roughly 80% contained and that the area where it was still burning was unreachable. And there's an image, an airplane releases water to subdue and contain a raging bushfire on Abaco on Sunday. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. I hope you don't mind me calling. I just was calling to wish you and Bert hello.
Yes, sir.
You know who Bert is, right?
No, tell me.
That's your birthday, girl. Yes?
Thank you. Boy didn't bring me no cake yet, though. I understand why I was confused.
And would you believe I just right across the road in the western end exit to the University of the Bahamas, what used to be the government high.
Yes, sir.
Looking at my old classroom and looking out at you.
Okay.
But, hey, happy birthday, girl. It was on my birthday because I'm older than you, so you borrowed my birthday to go hold your birthday party.
Yes, sir.
So you owe me rent for birthday parking lot.
And plenty cake.
Other than that, I showed up to St. George's Church, surprised the church, and then the Valley Boys showed up to surprise me, and then we had Junkaloo in St. George's parking lot. From there, we went up to Duke Ellis' showing where his lovely wife was celebrating 99 years.
Wow.
On this week.
Yes.
99. Duke Aerostron's wife is 99.
That's awesome.
And he, Miss Green. But Duke Aerostron in 93. You know, Miss Strawn older than Duke Strawn.
Thank you so much. He like old heads too. I mean, we say this respectfully. We know we're talking about a Bahamian icon and legend. Thank you, Sparky, for sharing that information today. And you sparked a thought for me. Kermit, we have any songs about the fire we use to heat the goatskin drum for Junkanoo? We got to have a couple songs about that. Anyway, this is Fire, Fire by the Merry Men.
Well, I said tonight, Lord, like somebody there. Because this old lady, she ain't living with anybody. I'll jump from the house, falling like a crazy man. Fire, fire, itchy wire, wire. Oh, yo, yo, ay, ay, ay. It is fire, fire, itchy wire, wire. Down there, mucho agua, he's faso. He started a ballin'.
All right, again, that's Fire, Fire by the Merry Men. Thank you, thank you. Let's keep it going. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for Family Island listeners. If you're in Abaco, and you could call and tell us a bit about what people are experiencing in Abaco. If you call it, if you in Andres, tell us about what it's like in wildfire season in Andres, Eleuthera, all of the islands that have been experiencing fire. If you from the western end of the island, what was yesterday like? Because I'm playing music, but that doesn't mean we're trivializing the experiences of Bahamians. I'm going to go to the phone line quickly. Oh, I guess I missed you, caller. I'm so sorry. All right, let's get back to this article. Abaco Fire, 80% contained, fire chief says. Danny Sawyer, the area's fire chief, said that the fire had been roughly 80% contained and that the area where it was still burning was unreachable. We catch this caller quickly. Good morning, caller.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you? Okay, this is my first time calling.
Yes, sir.
And I want to give you two songs.
Okay.
Connection, Get on Fire.
Okay.
Okay, and then there's an old song, either by the Region Bells or the BBC singers, called The Yarmouth Castle is Burning Down.
Ah, yes, the Yarmouth.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. And
yes,
hold on, you
I
say...
I enjoy your show.
Absolutely, hold on, but BBC singers or...
Or Region Bells.
Or Region Bells.
Yeah, that's those groups that sing a cappella with no music.
Yeah. Yes,
yeah.
Sir. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, absolutely. I'm going to let my producer know right now.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. T, Connection, and then Yarmouth Castle is Burning. Producer, two suggestions from the phone line. T-Connection, Get on Fire, and Yarmouth Castle is Burning. But the caller can't remember if it's by the BBC singers or the Region Bells. But he knows it's by one of those sort of gospel a cappella groups, like the Region Bells. The Yarmouth Castle is Burning, and T-Connection's Get on Fire. So we get back to the article. We're reading the quote from Danny Sawyer, the area's fire chief. Quote, they pushed about an 80-foot fire break from Sweeting's village and contained it. But the problem we have is it's blowing so hard and the embers were just flying all about, he said yesterday. As he gave the cautiously optimistic update, Sawyer noted that yet another blaze was reported in the Bahama Palm Shore community, and the trucks were being sent south from Marsh Harbor to assist in the firefighting effort. Quote, we have to send two trucks down there to help them out, he said. Quote, there's a huge fire down there. The whole island is on fire. Sawyer said he was among several of the volunteer firefighters who had to be hooked up to oxygen after more than a week of working in the thick smoke that took a toll on his lungs. Quote, we've got some good respirators that cover your complete face, but we've been having to change them every day because they're really black, he said. The wildfire, which was fueled by extremely dry conditions and strong winds, has been burning for more than a week and made its way towards Marsh Harbor, the island's main business district. The Sweetings Village residential community was at the edge of the blaze, and Sawyer said he was deeply concerned that homes would be lost there. But that did not happen. Quote, I actually thought we were going to lose a couple of houses, but we didn't lose any, he said. I was very surprised. The effort to contain the fire was led by Abaco's volunteer fire departments, which were aided by an American water bomber aircraft, as well as the Royal Bahamas Police Force and Royal Bahamas Defense Force. As he thanked everyone who helped the effort, Central and South Abaco MP John Pinder said yesterday that the water plane was slated to head to an area north of Treasure Key to assist a firefighting effort there. Quote, a special thanks goes to Seth, the pilot, whose tremendous efforts have made a significant impact, he said. The ability to battle the fire both from the air and the ground has been critical. I'd also like to express my deepest gratitude to all the volunteers and personnel working tirelessly on the ground. Abaco is eternally grateful. I will continue to remain in constant contact with the fire chiefs and leadership on the front line to offer support. Let us be thankful that we were able to halt the spread before any homes, businesses, or lives were lost. I'm going to go quickly just to the Tribune story. Abaco fire crews fight to tackle hotspots. Actually, I'm looking for the story with the picture, maybe as in yesterday's paper, the fireman with the nice big beard. Let's go to the phone line producer, and then we can play a song before we transition. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, Madam Green.
Yeah.
I can give my little song with the fires, right? But I would just say this for 2 minutes with reference to the hydrants.
Mm-hmm.
I hear a lot of people saying, oh, the hydrants, this and that, ain't no water, and this and that, and next thing. But over time, I think they lost the purpose and the use how the fire hydrants are used. The hydrants are for to bring water into the different areas in the event the trucks run out. But how they are connected or the reason why they ain't getting no water, some of them ain't getting no water.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing water works and water mains in the country, and we vetted the hydrant. The hydrants are supposed to be connected to the main water mains in every section. Every area of the country. I think our officers and our technocrats have forgotten that. The hydrants don't go into the ground. They are connected to the main water main.
All right. So we need a team from Ministry of Works to sit down with all the schematics from water and sewage, and then the schematics for the road when we did all the road renovations, and identify areas where the fire hydrant may not have been reconnected to the new water system.
So that is a project we need to embark on. Yes, we need to revamp this entire country and those family islands that have main water mains. See, a lot of people don't understand how them hydrants work. They're never supposed to be out of water long as you have main water pipes under the ground.
Mm-hmm. I got
you. That's what they connected to. That's why when you open one of them or they open them, you see that water come gushing out. Because that's connected to the main water main. So they need to get their act together. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's a very important point. That's a very important point. Okay. Let's get to the story. These stories, it's not just that they deserve, they require. They require national attention. Abaco fire crews fight to tackle hot spots. Bushfire near Bahama Palm Shores triggered an urgent response Monday as emergency crews worked to contain hot spots sparked by wildfires that scorched Abaco over the weekend, damaging infrastructure and forcing schools and business closures. Roscoe Thompson, chairman of the Marsh Harbor Spring City Township, said although fires in Sweetings Village had been brought under control, officials were alerted to a new blaze in Bahama Palm Shores, a residential community in South Abaco that includes both locals and seasonal residents. The area, which has its own fire department, received backup after a message from the spouse of local fire chief Bruce Smith indicated additional support was needed. By the time volunteers and officials arrived with a fire truck, the flames had been contained. Mr. Thompson said teams, including local volunteers and police officers, continued dousing hot spots throughout the day with two trucks in constant operation. He noted that the Hopetown fire chief remained on standby should aerial water drops become necessary. Wildfires have ravaged Abaco for over a week, destroying a utility shed at Cable Bahamas and disrupting daily life. Strong winds push flames across roadways, threatening communities like Sweetings Village. Police Superintendent Stephen Roll confirmed the fires were under control and to suppress lingering hotspots. He said 12 additional firefighters, 8 from New Providence and 4 from Grand Bahama, were flown in to support teams already working in Treasure Key and Marsh Harbor. He credited the assistance of a water plane arranged with the help of Island Administrator Mr. Pinder for making a significant difference during overnight operations. No injuries have been reported, but the fires have reignited political criticism of the government's emergency response capacity. Meanwhile, FNM Deputy Leader Shenandoah Cartwright slammed National Security Minister Wayne Monroe for what he called out-of-touch comments, arguing that frontline responders are working without adequate support. He pointed to last week's Bay Street fire, where limited resources forced authorities to pull equipment from the airport, briefly halting operations. Mr. Cartwright said relying on 5 fire trucks to serve an archipelago of over 400 people is unacceptable. So if finally we got a number. We got a number, 5 fire trucks to serve an archipelago of over 400,000 people is unacceptable. He said firefighters are operating with professionalism and courage despite having minimal resources, and called for meaningful investment in services. He added that Bahamians witnessed firsthand the fire, property damage, and stretched emergency crews, and insisted that the government that downplays these realities is failing people. There you go. Here's a text that just came in. I agree with the caller. I was flabbergasted yesterday to hear a fireman call to say hydrants aren't for fighting fires. I looked it up. Quote, fire hydrants are essential for firefighting, providing firefighters with access to a quick and reliable water source to extinguish fires. They are connected to the municipal or private water supply and allow firefighters to connect their hoses to the hydrant to draw water directly from the water main. Close quotes. Texter goes on, we have so many systems in this country that have been morphed to fit bizarro world specifications that we forget how things actually work outside Narnia. Texter, you telling me that somebody called a local radio show to say that fire hydrants aren't for fighting fires? I mean, it doesn't make any sense, but I'm not shocked that that's what was said, you know. But I'm not shocked because the other fireman or police officer, the other police officer said first, we didn't even know what the law said, you know. We didn't even look at it. And yeah, now that we know, we're not enforcing it. It's like that, eh? Anyway, we're going to the phone line quickly, and then we're going to go to some music. Good morning, caller. Aubrey, good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Blessings.
I'll say this to those singers in there. That's a talent I never heard. I they sound great. She almost sounds like Roberta Flack. I don't know. The lady just has a nice voice. But I wanted to comment on the BS, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what's the most inglorious thing about the fire downtown, different from, I feel for the residents, really and truly. And so I just like to say happy belated anniversary of your birth.
Thank you.
You know, most of us still say birthday, but I got to pick you some better time when I got to go high up in the tree.
Bro, listen, thanking you. I can be honest with you. I eat 2 of them and I give the rest to my auntie.
Don't tell me this, that's how my...
No, they was that... No. My auntie almost 90.
Yeah, but she needs, yeah, that's great.
So when she tell me she's making tamarind sauce, I was, you know what I say.
Yeah, because I like the sauce too. But Aaron, let me say what was the most inglorious thing, right?
Yes.
Different from the details from the residents. And I feel for the people, because listen, man, the most inglorious thing for me was the closing of the airport. That you had to carry a fire truck from there to the airport. So, hats off to Naughty, who made some audio documentation yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
By calling the various stations, and he heard from the horse's mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
That there were no fire engine in these places. And then I heard this morning that there's one sitting gracefully at a cable beach next to the PM's car. So I don't know what kind of emergency apartheid system we're running, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the closing of the airport was very, very inglorious for me. And I told, I love that last exit, because you will see a lot of gas lighting as it relates to what the firemen are saying. They have to realize that people have brains, and you're not the only person that knows about fighting fire. You don't have to be a fireman to know about fighting fire, you know, because I know we need water to fight fire. And I mentioned the fact that with an ordinance, abandoned buildings, you should move the power supply from the building in case somebody, a vagrant, wants to jump current mm-hmm. or do something to start something. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. These are just simple, simple things that we can do, Aaron. There's nothing scientific, you know. It's just a lack of will.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at it, Aaron. The oxygen emergency still ain't open up yet, right?
No, I'm not laughing. I was shocked.
I'm just saying that it's a laughing matter, because we were told by this non-existent Minister of Health, who is very good at semantics and harmonious speeches. That's all they're good at, Aaron. But as it relates to the song, I want to get this in. And that's off the GNN also, because he had a conversation with Dwight, and he was talking about, you'll have to remember too much things. It'll be like the court system backing up. So I'm calling on KB, the ladies in there, your boy, Behemoth Trey. I like Behemoth Trey. Let's try to see if you get a song or name, Remember, Member, 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 Member. And just go on with the chronology of BS. Give thanks. Yeah, that'd be great for me. 252, my please.
Yes, I love that. I love that. Also, Toto, Sounds of the Bahamas. Y'all better take Bahamian Trey with you. Y'all need to take Bahamian Trey with you. But a song about the things that we need to remember. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Miss Grant, I told you you were going to call a guy.
Yes.
On Naughty Show in the evening of yesterday.
Yes.
And he called around the fire station and threw out a fire truck.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing that the area I live in, South Beach, had a fire truck. And there was a fire on South Beach last night in the fire outside the pool.
So you're saying there was a fire in South Beach last night?
Yes, ma'am. We had about two fire trucks there. And then we put on an additional fire truck at the station. So I commend the firefighters at the South Beach station.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We commend in all firefighters and all volunteer firefighters and everybody who has volunteered themselves to assist Bahamians. Okay, that's all right. I get now the text from... about the firefighter saying that's not what hydrants are for. That is amazing that somebody would say that. Okay, let's get back into the papers. I want to read a bit about yesterday's fire out west. But producer, you know what? Let's play some music. Producer, play the song Pure Fire. And then let me ask you why you never told me about Chloe Campbell. This is a new artist for me. It's called Pure Fire, Chloe Campbell.
You know I burn it up. I bring the fire till the sun comes up. The system thumping, the party jumping. You gotta wine on something. You bring the fire, I come to light it up. Oh, oh, oh. Pure fire up in the dance hall. My fire, your fire, raise up your lights. We come to burn it up. We come to turn it up. We come to live it up. Mash it up now, light it up now. We come to burn it up. We come to turn it up.
We're about to go to a break. You're tuned into Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Murray. We're listening to Bahamian music. We're talking about fires, and we're trying to find ourselves in the music. You stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Pure fire up in the dance hall. My fire, your fire, raise up your lighter.
Have you already tried our President Butter? Ooh la la. Indulge a little with President, because now, more than ever, we need to savor the taste, textures, and feelings to truly enjoy the little things that mean the most. President Butter, something to savor.
You're a builder. You want to give your client the best material at the best prices, and you need to put food on the table. Well, check out these prices at Pinder Enterprises. 5/8 pressure-treated roofing ply starting at $36.68 includes VAT. By the way, all these prices include VAT. Gray Select Water Shield, $134.20 a roll. Felt, £15, £16.50, £30, £19.80. Owens Corning Duration Shingles and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallner Roof Cement, $33.47. When it comes to screwing and nailing, Pinder got you covered. He got every nail and screw you could possibly need.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96, GuardianTalkRadio.com, and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Hey, Mr. MP, let me see your money. It ain't right, it ain't fair. Every year you know you're supposed to declare. It must be shown, it must be said. Go get the money from the Japan. Your mandate is to show what you got. You came in skinny, but now you're fat. Go to market, you buy a coup. Election time, they buy a coup. Rich enough, you buy a law. Won't find what you voting for. Pay the piper, you pick the tune. Buy the meat, you get the boot. Election time, they sing pretty too. Election, nobody switch their food. Holy feet in the fire. Holy feet in the fire. Holy feet in the fire.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Guardian Radio. You are listening to Guardian Radio AM. A. Newry. We're talking fire. We're listening to Bahamian music. And again, we're trying to find ourselves in the music. After this wildfire season, I expect to hear plenty songs about this experience, about how it has impacted Bahamians on the islands where the fires occurred, and in the broader archipelago. I think these are important things. We must document our lives. So here's the next story. And producer, you could prep another song. Bushfire threatens homes near Sapodilla Restaurant on West Bay Street. A bushfire near homes on Sea Beach Boulevard off West Bay Street erupted Monday morning, threatening several properties after dry brush ignited. The fire broke out shortly after 7 a.m., with residents quickly taking action to prevent it from spreading. Using garden hoses, pool water, and pumps, they fought the flames before fire services arrived. Fire crews worked to contain the blaze on the other side of melted fencing, staying on the scene as the fire continued to burn. Elaine Pinder, owner of Sapodilla Restaurant and CEO of Bamboo Shack, said she was alerted to smoke in the area about an hour before speaking with reporters. She rushed to the scene to raise the alarm. Quote, the fire services arrived shortly after being called, but it appeared they were unable to fully extinguish the flames, Mrs. Pinder said. Quote, I called on a nearby construction crew to help by using a tractor to push down. Close quotes. The fire was especially distressing for Ms. Pinder as she had lost her warehouse to a fire 6 months ago, with damages estimated at over $1 million. Michael Dean, a nearby resident, sprang into action when he learned the fire was heading towards his family's property. Quote, I live about 4 or 5 houses down, and he told me there was a fire by our parents' house. Mr. Dean said, so he brought my mom, and he had called the fire truck. When I came here, the fire truck was fired a house, and then they went to the back. So I jumped over the fence and got some hoses and started putting out the fire. Mr. Dean saw fencing and trees catch fire and used water to cool the roof, working with neighbors to contain the flames. No injuries were reported, but minor property damage was estimated in the thousands. Quote, probably in the thousands, you know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. Get the fencing and repair it, Mr. Field said. Quote, so we're lucky, very lucky, lives are preserved. Mr. Dean said the fire was unprecedented for the area. Quote, I thought this was more so a swamp area, but I think because it's been so dry, I don't know what caused it, he said. This is the first time I could recall that there was a fire in this particular area. Officials had not provided a cause for the fire by press time, and fire services continued to monitor the area for flare-ups. And you can imagine his surprise if you saw images from a couple of years ago of the extreme flooding in that area. And it looked like reclaimed swampland with all that flooding. There were cars floating, tilted in the high waters. When I knew that area, when I lived in the West, that was definitely swamp land. And so I can imagine why residents are surprised. It raised something for me very quickly. Should constituency offices be outfitted with resources? Outfitted, not purchase them themselves out of the 150. But should the governments with firefighting, with basic firefighting tools, extra heavy-duty industrial hoses, 1 or 2 water pumps that can be put in a pool or into the ocean to begin pumping, right? Like, should they be outfitted with it? Should their allocation be increased so that they could purchase and maintain and resupply these resources over the year? Very important story. Let's go back to Abaco for a second. Abaco fire crews fight to tackle hotspots. No injuries have been reported, but the fires have reignited political criticism of the government's emergency response capacity. Meanwhile, FNM Deputy Leader Shenandoah Cartwright slammed National Security Minister Wayne Monroe for what he called out-of-touch comments, arguing that frontline responders are working without adequate support. He said firefighters are operating with professionalism and courage despite having minimal resources, and called for meaningful investment in the fire services. He added that Bahamians witnessed firsthand the fair property damage and stretched emergency crews, and insisted that the government that downplays these realities is failing its people. And then the next headline we want, days after Blaze, and this is about the Victoria Avenue, Elizabeth Avenue fire. Cheryl Cartwright plans to fight for a home at Victoria Court in downtown Nassau. A blaze erupted on East Bay Street near Elizabeth Avenue on Thursday night and quickly engulfed buildings on Victoria Avenue. It then tore through the top floors of the Victoria Court apartment complex, which was constructed in the 1950s. Quote, we have a very strong building, said Cartwright, who has lived there for 30 years. We are committed to our building, and we will fight for the restoration of our building. Nothing is being torn down here. We are going to be the beacon of hope in downtown Nassau for historical landmarks. Cartwright added, this building was built 71 years ago with master craftsmanship and materials. And then we transition to page 8. We're almost there. I'm sorry about that. This building fought the good fight on Thursday night, and we are going to fight the good fight for her. The first 3 floors, the second and third floors are in perfect condition. Can they be in perfect condition after experiencing heat of that intensity? Dr. Librada Quilling Capuli has been a Victoria Court resident for 24 years, and like her neighbors, she wants the building to be restored. It's very, very interesting, very interesting. Another song, Bahaman, Exuma, or that one called, in fact, that one called Bahamian Song. If we have enough time, I want to play it briefly, because when I found the song, it's just called Fire in My Soul, Bahamian Song. No artist is listed with the song.
Moonlight bright, you just set my heart on fire tonight. Eyes so deep like the ocean blue. Everything about you pull me to you. Ooh, oh, fire in my soul. Burning hot, losing control. Like the waves crash on the shore. I need your love more and more. Rum sweet, but not like you. One taste, now I'm stuck like glue. Your voice like music in the air. Every word whisper love so rare. Oh, oh, fire in my soul, burning hot, losing control, like the waves crash on the shore. I need your love more and more. Rum sweet, but not like you. One taste, now I'm stuck like glue. Your voice like music in the air. Every word whisper love so rare. Oh, oh, fire in my soul, burning hot, losing control.
All right, all right. I need somebody to tell me who is singing the song, who wrote the song, where was it created, who is this young lady? I just like it. Something about it. It's like it's a fusion of sounds and of culture in that song. I want to know where is it playing. I like it. I like it. Okay. So while we're playing, producer, as you prep another song, I want to ask a question to the audience. Is it time for a change for our building codes, right? Does every residential property need to have a water catchment system installed, right? Do we need to ensure that water is available in communities by restructuring our building codes or our property requirements? Barbados, because of regular drought conditions, they now have, in law, you have to have a water catchment system on the roof and then a tank to store it. Is it time for us to move in that direction, right? Can we ensure that we can store water in this way, but also so that it does not create a public health risk with water being not properly stored, and we have mosquito-borne illnesses increase, right? Are we going to be able to sort of police the use of the water? It would not be for drinking unless you have an osmosis or a filtration system, a high-quality filtration system in your home, right? But it's things that we need to think about, especially right now in the midst of this drought. Producer, let's play another song. Play Bahaman, if you got it up, Bahaman and Mafio, Fire. As I look, you ready to go? I was just looking at the cover of the first volume of the musical Archipelago, The International Appeal and Influence of the Bahamas on Global Music. Play that song for me.
Fire, you need that heat. Hot and sexy like Miami. It's war on the floor, go call the army. We don't care about no trauma. We make it sweat like a sauna. Make the winter to feel like it's summer.
All right, as we're coming to the end of the show, I want to go through the list of music given by the callers, listeners, Naughty Johnny, Eddie Minnis, references fire. Woy, 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 I sorry for you, boy. Yarmouth Castle is burning. T-Connection, get on fire. Phil Stubbs, Age Got Me. Fire Burning in Andrus by the late Jason Burroughs and the Cool Survivors Band. Fire, Fire by the Merry Men. That's a good place to start, Bahamas. It's a good place to start. Got a text here that says, we plan like the non-Narnians. Sent this yesterday. The International Standards Organization says, one fire truck and 2.5 firefighters for every 10,000 people. That's 25 trucks and 200 firefighters for Nassau alone. The standard also says a 5-minute response with fire stations every 5 to 10 square miles. The 10 to 14 fire trucks that the Minister of National Security says was ordered for the Bahamas is something, but not sufficient. Absolutely, especially when we know what the standards are. We're closing out the show with Exuma Man, Fire in the Hole producer. Now, if you want to talk about international appeal and influence of the Bahamas on global music, we could start and stop right there with Exuma, you know. But of course, we know that the Exuma Man, the experience is more than just Exuma, more than just Tony McKay, right? But I think that he is the coal, the cornerstone that keeps the fire burning, pun intended. Listen, take some time. Go on YouTube. Give yourself about an hour and put in Exuma, the Obey Man, and just keep searching and searching and searching. I mean, we may not know who Tony McKay is, but the world loves him. Producer, let's see if we can squeeze this last caller. No? We're all out of time, caller. I'm so sorry. We're at the 12 o'clock mark. The news is up next. Thank you for tuning in to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM because Howard Grant and the Foundation is up next.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.